Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment. Thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله إن شاء الله عز وجل today we look at our relationship with our in-laws إن شاء الله we look at some aspects of how to maintain this relationship with the in-laws and how it helps to inshallah assist us to maintain the sustainable development of good Islamic religious environment at home, because all these are the major obstacles that creates major problems when it comes to create Islamic environment. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be discussing further in detail. Let us hear about the importance of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam in one narration is reported to have stated that a person who sends one single Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Azza wa Jal reward him with 10 rewards for such particular one Durood Sharif that he sends. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. So let us make good intentions. What intentions we need to make? First and foremost, to maintain this focus and to have that good intention, we need to ensure and make ourselves comfortable as much as possible, sit in such a position that we are able, inshallah, to focus and pay full attention. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with a good intention that we're seeking Islamic knowledge, and we'll try to practice, we'll try our utmost best to try and practice upon what we have learned and pass it on to others, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as I've stated in my introduction that inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we're looking at the bond and relationship with our in-laws. So you find that, as we spoken about earlier on in our discourse, that this is, it's not a small matter. It's one of the biggest and major issues that we need to overcome in our lives. And it's one of the major challenges that we're facing today, that how do we build up a religious Islamic environment at home? And what tools do we need to have? How can we be able to sustain this good relationship? How can we maintain this good religious environment at home? Because looking at the ills of society and looking at the moral fabric of society today and looking at the situation that we're currently facing, and that is of Muslim Ummah today, the one of defeat, that Muslims are downtrodden, that the Muslims are facing so much hostility, and Muslims wherever you go, to the extent some people in today's time are so much ashamed, ma'adallah, ثُمَّ مَعَذَ اللَّهُ, we seek Allah's refuge and we make tawbah, that other people even ashamed to show themselves that they are Muslims. Why? They not anymore feel proud to show their Islam, because some of them feel that مَعَذَ اللَّهُ, also ثُمَّ مَعَذَ اللَّهُ, we seek Allah's refuge, Allah forbid. That some of us feel inferior of to present a true character of Islam, to present to the world the true nature of Islam. And this because we find, and perhaps in our perception, in our wrong thinking, some of us think the type of lives that are led outside the modern world is the one that is full of happiness and joy. And it is the one that everybody is practicing. So as such, it is the type of life that is full of goodness and wholesomeness. But nay, actually, we forgetting, as we mentioned earlier on, that al-insan, this insan is a combination of khata, that he tends to commit errors. Insan murakkabun min al-khata'i wa nisyan. He is a combination of committing errors and committing and forgetfulness. So on our part, let us assume that we have committed such a grave error, we have forgotten. And we have forgotten that our deen is a perfect deen. Because Allah has stated this. Allah Azza wa Jal has shown to us that that is the perfect, because Allah has showered every blessing in our deen. And Allah Azza wa Jal is well pleased with our deen. No any other way of life besides the deen of Islam. So if we ourselves really we come out of that shell of forgetfulness and of committing errors and have a wake-up call and think for a moment and say, let me wake up here. Let me try and reflect, who am I? And what deen do I belong to? So we ourselves, as we focus and try to reflect, and as we are going about, going everywhere, trying every type of solution that are provided out there, whatever, anything else that we hear about outside there, which does not fit in our deen, which is outside our deen, which is not connected to our deen, and it will never ever give us the solution to our problems. The problems, the societal problem we are facing today is because actually in the first instance, we ourselves have refrained. We have gone out. We have gone far away from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How can Allah give us perfect happiness and joy? How can we find happiness in our homes? How can our home be a source of peace and tranquility and solace when we ourselves actually have totally forgotten who we are and to who we belong, who is our Rabb, who is our Rasul. So as we focus on this, let us examine that and try and understand that Allah Azza wa Jalla, on the other hand, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in His Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla points to us of such incidents where people had forgotten Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla made them to forget themselves. What does the Quran say? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighadin wattaqullaha إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون صدق الله العظيم. الله عز وجل He mentioned to us that all believers, ittaqullah, fear Allah, and let each and every soul look towards to what it has prepared for itself for tomorrow. Wattaqullah, fear Allah. Allah is well informed of all that you do. Wala takunu kalladina nasullah. Don't become such people who forgot Allah. Who forgot Allah? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ Allah made it that because they forgot Allah, Allah turned it against them that they forgot about themselves. Forgetting about themselves is to forget about your true essence of life. So we ourselves, we are busy hankering and we are busy following other isms, ways of life. Other fears of life that are out there, which are contrary to our deen, yet Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us a perfect deen. So if we look in the Quran, protect yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam. What Allah Azza wa Jalla says in this regard,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ
صدق الله العظيم. Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us to focus and pause for a while and reflect and think. What? Oh, you believe. Allah is addressing us believers. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, save yourselves. وَأَهْلِيكُمْ, and your families. From what? Save yourself from what? وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, from the fire of Jahannam. What type of a fire is it? وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, the type of a fire whose fuel is stones and human beings. And over this fire, over this place which is such a terrible indeed, وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ, such a place of evil, such a place, a terrible place. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ, over it are such powerful and strong malaika, angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, they don't for one moment, for one bit of time, ever disobey the order of Allah. So if they are told by Allah to punish somebody, they will carry on and on and on until Allah Azza wa Jal himself stops them. So they'll never ever disobey Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is warning us. A warning is given. Save yourselves and your family. So let us not become such people. The people that have forgotten themselves and forgotten their and have taken out of their mindset and they've shifted their mindset. And they have lost their realization that they are special people. So today our focus is on our relationship with our in-laws. So Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah has given beautiful advices. And these advices and pearls of wisdom and pearls and gems, which are called as Madani pearls, which are so precious, modern advices. Actually, these advices were given to his own daughter as advice to his own daughter. And he said that, number one, if you act upon the five following important points, there will be complete peace and tranquility in your house and your home, inshallah, azza wa jal. So what is the first thing that we need to realize? Never be unfriendly with your mother-in-law and sister-in-law. Save them and remain silent even they taunt you. You know, this is a major problem. Such a force that we are facing in today's time. Most homes, that when it comes to the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law and the sister-in-law, there is such an intense war. There is such an intense hostility taking place. So, never be unfriendly to them. You keep your position. You keep your focus. You keep on saving them, even if they taunt you, they insult you. Number two, the mother-in-law rebukes you. So here is a daughter-in-law. You go to your mother-in-law. She rebukes you. You imagine that your mother is scolding you. So if your mother-in-law is rebuking you, or is saying something that you don't like, just imagine this as if it is your own mother who's saying this. Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhawi, damat barakatum al-aliyah. He gives this beautiful advice, and you know what? He says that it will become easy for you to have patience. So patience is a virtue. Number three, you may end up having to face innumerable difficulties. If you also get angry in retaliation to your mother-in-law's anger, now you react as a wife. Try to have patience. And number four, what a beautiful, beautiful Madani pearl, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razawi, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah gives. He says, to complain to your parents about the misbehavior of your husband's family is tantamount to inviting destruction. You know, women folk, we are weak, and it happens sometimes you are in such a position. And he says, to complain to your parents about, you know, the misbehavior of husband's family, this is inviting destruction. We're talking about how can we build that religious environment. And if we, every stakeholder in this important roles that they have in as far as building up that perfect Islamic environment, do not take their responsibility fully, you'll find that everything leads towards destruction. So Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the founder of Dawat Islami, he gives an advice, says, to complain to your parents about the misbehavior of your husband's family is just like inviting destruction. Therefore, have patience and act upon the principle, silence is golden. Subhanallah. And they say that pray for betterment, always be humble and make dua instead of fighting. Number five. Nowadays, in-laws usually make different types of allegations against a daughter-in-law, such as she has cast a spell. You know, this saying, you often you hear about it, that look at her, how she treats the husband. She has made our son to be some different person, taking him on her side. Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid. If you get into such a situation, Amir al-Sunnah is giving advice, where you are falsely suspected, you know, that she has put nazar on our son. Our son does not listen to us, does not obey to us. She has kept him to herself. So Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Aliyah, he says that if you come to such a situation where you are falsely suspected, how should you deal with such a situation? Try to normalize circumstances by using the proper strategies and behaving towards them lovingly instead of losing your temper. So instead of you strategizing, now I'm going to show them, you know what, I myself also, I'll show them what I'm made of. I'm this from this family. I'm this type of a person. I can deal with such matters. I'll do this. Amir al-Sunnat advised that just have patience and rather think of strategies that can change the whole outcome of this situation. Don't whisper to your husband in the presence of other family members. So as a wife, in front of your family, of your husband's family members, don't whisper something. He also advises that drink tea, etc., sitting with your mother-in-law and sister-in-law, even in the presence of your husband. So when you are with your husband's family, instead of you drinking tea or eating together with your husband, rather go sit with your mother-in-law or sister-in-law. This is the best way. This is the best strategy to avoid conflicts and hostilities. Do not make faces before them. You know, now, you know, the mother-in-law, she's pulling faces. I'm also going to show her Amir al-Sunnat advice against such acts of putting faces. Do not throw pots down. Do not take your pots and throw them down. Don't scold your children. Give them the impression as if you are indirectly cursing and rebuking them, you know, in front of the in-laws. Now you want to show you are a mother too. You yourself, you are also somebody to be reckoned with. You are a force of yourself. So you begin to scold the children in front of the in-laws. They say, don't do this type of act. Don't do it in front of the in-laws, because sometimes it has appears indirectly you're doing it against them. So inshallah azza wa jal, in this way, everyone will take a talking
to a liking to you, and you lead a happy life. Remember what we want. What is our goal? In the home, as we have learned in the beginning, it's a place of tranquility, of solace, of peace. It is a home of resting. Now, as we said in the very beginning, in the first episode, that the home is the center of everything. Nay, it is to be the center of Islam. So the wife is the heart of everything. And she is the one that drives everything. And as you have heard from this important mother Nepal's with regard to how to treat your in-laws, if you have this remedy, if you keep this remedy very closely, attach yourself, and as a person seeking the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, trying to please Allah, being a person that is a true mu'mina, a true sincere believer, that want to ensure that this home becomes the home of Islam, the home of cultural of Islam, and you yourself being the main person that will sculpture, that will shape everything, this, that will, the goodness that will come out of this, you have to maintain this relationship, good relationship with your own in-laws. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, this will bring about that harmony, that peace, that love. And you'll find even your husband will become so close to you, because in this type of bond, it is a bond that is according, subhanallah, to the teachings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, based on the instruction of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, based on the true reflection of that our deen is the most perfect way of life, no any other way of life. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for us, that we are able to carry our duties and we maintain the bond of true love and affection with our husbands and husbands with wife and with our in-laws, for the sake of Allah, to maintain that perfect Islamic religious environment at home. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings.